Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Samach, mitzvah 360, the second to last mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra, as we zero in on the last two mitzvahs. The last two mitzvahs relate to the mitzvah of Meiser Behema, says the Torah towards the end of Bechukosai. Kol Meiser Ha'aretz Mizera Ha'aretz Mipri Ha'etz Lashem Hu, Kodesh Lashem. First, the Torah refers to Meiser Sheni, which we're not going to talk about now. That's not today's mitzvah. That comes up later. But then, if somebody redeems their own Meiser Sheni, they don't want to schlep it up to Yerushalayim, so they change it on to money, and they bring the money. They have to add on a Chomesh. Not for now. But the next pasuk, Maftir, V'chol Maser Bakar Vatzon, Kol Asher Yavar Tachad HaShavet, any Maser, the tenth of the Bakar and the Tzon, or the kosher animals that goes under the shave at the stick, ha'asiri ihiya kodesh lashem. The tenth will be kodesh. Lo yivakir bein tov l'ra, it doesn't matter which one it is. Bein tov l'ra. Lo yimirenu, you can't switch it. Vim hamer yimirenu, if you do, vayahu usmaraso yeh kodesh lo yigael. Again, repeating the issues of tmura, which came up earlier in the parsha. So we'll have to see what this is doing here. Okay, but says the Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvahs Maaser Behema Tahorah B'chol Shana. La'aser Kol HaBehema Osa Tahoros. To be Maaser, to tithe all the kosher animals. Shehein, Bakar, Vatzon, Va'izim. Cattle, sheep, and goats. All of them. Hanolados Be'edreinu B'chol Shana V'shana. That are born each year. We'll see there are different times of year that we're supposed to do this. Ula Havia Maaser L'Yerushalayim. And to bring the Maaser to Yerushalayim. Ula Ochlo Shaman. To eat it there. Achar she'yeh karev ha'chelev v'adam mehem l'mizbeach. Until, it's like it's kachikalim. So the Bialim brings it to Yerushalayim, Meiser, and the fats and the blood are burned on the mizbeach, and then the rest is given to the Bialim. Shine'emar, kol Meiser bakar vatzon, kol asher yavar tachat ha'shevet ha'asiri yeh kodesh. The Minchas Chinuch explains in Os Aleph, how Meiser is done, umitzvahs Meiser be tzmimim haruyin lakrava ubein ba'ali mumim she'en haruyin lakrava. Doesn't matter if they're tamim or they are ba'ali mumim. V'odvarim, he says, look in Yisurei Mizbeach, but let me explain. V'yema Meiser roi lakrava, if the Meiser is roi to be hukrav, so makriven osam beis ha'mikdash, damo v'chelbo, so I bring like kashikalim. So the blood is sprinkled and the fats are burned. V'habasar nechal abaylim, vein lakohanim bo klum. And the Kohanim don't get anything, right? That's the language of the Tosefta quoted in the Minchas Chinuch. So that's it belongs to the owner. V'im hu balmum. And if it's a Meiser turns out to be a balmum, nechal abaylim, mechal makom, and ishchata, mechal makom, then it belongs to the owner. V'im lakohen klum, also. Ach asurim begiza v'avoda kashar kachim. But if it gets a mum, it's like any other kachim, which is asur begiza uba avoda. V'nechal beklushas Meiser kasher yivur. And it's even with klushas Meiser. Rov Rishonim, like the Minchas Chinuch explains the Chinuch here, hold that the Meiser goes to the Bialim. Rashi says this explicitly right here, that Yia Kodesh. What does Kodesh mean? Doesn't mean it's given to the Kohanim. Yia Kodesh li karev lamizbeach damo ve'imurav. V'abasar nechal abaylim. And the basar is to the baylim. Shari lo nimne im shar manas kuna. Because Rashi points out that this isn't listed in the gifts given to the Kohen. V'lo matzinu shiyehe b'saro nital ha'kohanim. We don't find anywhere that it's basar to be given to the Kohanim. This is not like b'chor. A b'chor is manas kuna. But in Meiser we don't find this. So Rashi says it explicitly. And it's not only Rashi, it is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Bechoros, that's where the Rambam talks about Meiser, V'din Vav Dalet, V'din Meiser Behema, She'yeh Nishchat Ba'azara, V'zorkin Damo Zrika Achas, Ishachtan in the Azara, one Zrika, Keneged HaYisod, U'maktirin Emurav, and your mak to the innards, the fats, V'shara Basar Nechal, La'bailim B'Yerushalayim, Kishar Kachem Kalim. Right, it's given to the Bailim. V'ein L'Kohanim Bo Klum. The Kohanim do not get any. Ella kulo labailim kepesach is compared like to carbon pesach. Carbon pesach, bailim don't get. Other carbon shlamim, the Kohanim do get. They do get the chazi and the shok. But here it all goes to the bailim, the pesach and the meiser. Vimhaya baal mum, beishava baal mum, beishafrisha betchila, bumu arinecha b'chal makam. That can be in wherever. And we'll get to the isser of mechira at a later date. But that is what Rov Rishonim assume. It goes to the bialim. Who argues? I first heard this from Rav Schechter, said that it was the nitziv at the end of Vayikra points out that maybe there's a lechanchila to give it to the Kohanim. So if you look in the Hemek Davar, in the old ones, it's in the Hosafos at the end of Bichukosai. The new ones, they put it in on the pasuk, but if look all at the end, the last piece of the Netziv on Vayikra. Lonis parish yafeh lemi magia ha-meiser ubaba kabbalah de-meiser le-bailim. I agree. I know, says the Netziv, that Rashi and the Rambam say it goes to the Bailim. Mikol makom hari matzinu b'divrei hayamim, because the pasuk of divrei hayamim gam hei meiser baka v'son hevi'u l'kohanim. Let's give it to the Kohanim. So Ella afagavshu le-bailim mikol makom imrotze nosin le-kohanim. So based on the pasuk in Divrei Yamim, it seems like it can go to the Kohanim, or that was the minog of giving it to the Kohanim. That's what the Netziv says. But what is intriguing, there are Rishonim that say a Beferish, even before the Netziv. You look at the Ritva. The Ritva says it. The Gemara talks about in Masechta Shabbos that Blazer ben Azariah used to take off 12,000 agalim. Nun dalad am a base. Tracer alfi igli avi meiser Blazer ben Azariah. He was maaser. It shows how many animals he had. He had tracer alfi igli. 12,000 were meiser. Obviously, so 120,000 were what he had. So ask Tosfos there. Shabbos and dalad am a base. He lived at the Churban Abayis. What's he taking off Meiser for? We'll get to this in terms of his man as a lachar churbanavi sharing his man to be meirash bag. V'yilur agam liyon espan achar biyachem etzakei v'chulu. And then the Gemara says in Becharis, which we'll get to, ein ma'asrin Meiser meirav bisman azeh b'nei tzakola. We don't want Meiser walking around bisman azeh. That's why we don't count today. So we don't have Meiser. Nothing's labeled as 10. So how was Rav Elazar ben Azariah taking off Meiser? Tosfos answers v'zirtu be Tosfos. I'm reading the Ritva, but it's quoting Tosfos. Ki ulai lo haisa gzera shal Meiser meimam ya lachar ha-churban. But yes, that called him gzera. Maybe it wasn't right after the churban that they stopped Meiser, but a little bit later. But then he quotes Rabbeinu HaGadol Zal, de lav avi Meiser mamish. It wasn't real Meiser. Ela shahaya ro'ui la'aser. He had animals that were roi. He's just giving up. He had such a large amount, you know, this much would have been Meiser. But not that he actually did. Means that a woman was able to be borer chitim to the light of Simcha, the Bismay Shoeva. What she actually did is a malacha. Certain borer is a malacha. So it means it was ra'ui for her to be borer. V'linira, so that's 3 days. First Tosfos, and then he quotes Rabbeinu HaGadol the Ramban, but then the Ritva says his own shita. V'linira, to Meiser mamish. V'lo shahaya korei aleihem shei Meiser. It was real Meiser, but he didn't call it, give it the status of Meiser. Ela shahaya nosein ha-ro'ui le-Meiser le-Kohanim. It wasn't real Meiser, they didn't count out, but they just gave a tenth le-Kohanim. Shelo ye-ra'eh kim-shayer eitzel matnas kahuna. That's the key lashon. So it doesn't appear like I'm keeping matnas kahuna. Matnas kahuna? Who said anything about Matnas Kahuna? It's clear from the Ritva. And it's not only the Ritva here, the Shidim Kubetzes and Bamitsiya Davav also quotes the same thing from the Ritva, that this is, Meiser is Matnas Kahuna. And even though it's not on the list, you got to figure out Lumdis, why it's not on the list of all the other Matnas Kahunas. The Mitzvah Samalach tries to work out the Lumdis. Maybe other Matnas Kahunas are given as a schar for Avoda, or it's automatic from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is different. This is a schar just for being in charge of general karbanos. Either way, you got to figure out a lumdis why it's not on the list of other matnas kahuna. But either way, the Ritva is clear that Meiser went to the Kohanim against Rashi, against the Rambam. It is one of the matnas kahuna. That's the Ritva in Shabbos, Dav Nun Dalid Amid Beis. Okay, back to the chinuch. So again, the mitzvah is Meiser behemah. How does one fulfill this mitzvah? Ketzan ma'asran, kotzan ladir, v'oslan pesakatan. One brings all of their animals, the population of animals that you're going to be ma'aser from, into a gated area. You open up a small door and you let one by one go out. Kedei shelo yushnaim yicholun lateis ka'achas. You make sure that two cannot go out at once. Umamidi mosein mibachutz. You put the mother of these animals on the outside in order to lure them to come out, because one is not allowed to push them out. You can't choose. They have to go out by themselves. They ain't ghosts. And the mother will be make sounds. Kedesha yishmu atalaim kolam, so that the sheep, the youngers, hear their voice. V'yatzu min hadir l'krasam yatzvam v'lo mikoach acher. And it's not that you push them out. U'moneh osan b'sheven, you count them with a stick. 1, 2, 3, 4. V'chein ad asara. V'yotze basiri, the tenth one that goes out. Sokro b'sikra. The Omer Hare Ze Meiser. A person may take a stick and you mark it with a red mark and you say, this is Meiser. Good, right? So Rashi quotes here this Chazal as well. Rav Pam, I mentioned this many times, but here's the mitzvah to mention it. Rav Pam, interesting, you have to give Meiser behema. Isn't this very difficult? Why don't you just, you know how many animals you have. You have 100 animals. So give 10 to Meiser. Well, you have to put each one through, 1, 2, 3, and then 10 mark it. It's much easier. Just take a tenth of your animals. Why does the Torah make us do this arduous, you know, getting each, putting the matzah outside and having all these go through. Why is that? So says Rav Palman, an unbelievable thought. He says, the Torah knows the psyche of a person. To give 10% of your assets, 10% of your animals, it's very hard for a person. So the Torah goes like this. Count them. 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 9 for me, 1 for Hashem. 1 for me, 2 for me, 9 for me. It's not even for Hashem. I eat it. It's just in Yerushalayim. But Rav Palm says that's the message. So you realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. The message of Maaser and how it's done is a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me so much I can give a little bit to eat in Yerushalayim. Ah, that's Rav Palm. Misharshi HaMitzvah. So what's the shorish behind the mitzvah Bechlal? Rav Palm told us the message of how it's done. But what's the message of the entire mitzvah? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, a similar idea that other Rishonim say by Maaser Sheni and others. And in a word, to be inspired from Yerushalayim. Misharshi HaMitzvah. Shehakel Baruch Hu Bachar Ba'am Yisrael V'chafetz L'man Tzidko. Hashem wants us to be righteous. Elios Kulam Oske Taraso V'yodeshmo. To be Oskim B'Torah, all of us. U'bechach Maso Mashcham B'mitzvah Zu. And that's why he gave us this mitzvah. L'an Yomudu Yechu Musar. So that we are taught. How does this mitzvah teach us? Ki Yodei Elokim. Sherov B'nei Adam Nimshachin Achar Chomer HaPachos B'shagam U'basar. Hashem knows that we have a lot of Yitzaharas and we lose the correct focus in life. V'lo Yitznu Nafsham Ba'amala Taro B'skat Tamid. And we won't be using every free second of our life for learning and for focusing on Him. Al Kain. So that's why Hashem created a place which is Kulo Kadosh, Kulo Torah, Ki Mitzion Teitei Torah. And therefore, that's why every year, maybe more than once a year, you're going to have to come up to Yerushalayim, you're going to be affected by being in Yerushalayim, by seeing the Kohanim, by seeing the Levim, by seeing the Kedusha, and going into the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to see the Sanhedrin, the greatest 71 Rabbanim of all time, of the generation. Plus the fact that Maaser Sheni, 4 out of 7 years of Shemitah, we're going to go up. And you have Hakel, and many times that we all go to Yerushalayim, besides the Alila Regel, that is all to condition us, to bring back into our lives the Kedusha. Not to leave it there, but to bring it back into our lives. That's exactly the purpose of Maaser Behema. Every year you have to give a certain percentage of your animals that you have to bring to Yerushalayim. Umitoka continues the chinuch. Yechol bayis ubayis. And if you can't go, the chinuch mentioned, I skipped that line, you'll send your son, you'll send somebody from your family to take it. And then he'll come back inspired, and then he will be mashpia on the rest of the house. Umitoka yechol bayis ubayis mikol Yisrael ishchacham yodea Torah. Every family, every house in amongst the Jewish people, we'll have somebody who's inspired. And he'll teach his father and everybody else in the family. And in that way, there'll be tremendous da'as of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's one rabbi, if there's one chacham for a whole city, it's much more difficult. People will swallow him up. People won't listen. Right, but if it's one per family, if it's the father, if it's the son, whoever it is, so that'll make a tremendous impact. They'll get the message. When somebody goes and comes back and is mashpia, lahavdil. And again, it has to be done in a proper way, but sometimes when somebody, sometimes you can have a one bal tshuva that affects the whole family. One child becomes a bal tshuva, and he brings the whole family back. Even, 1 year, lahavdil, somebody goes to study in Eretz Yisrael for a year, and they come back, and in a proper way, and in a mekadishim shamayim way, the parents themselves are inspired by what the child has achieved in Eretz Yisrael. And, as long as the child, again, behaves in the proper way with the rest of his family, but he could really be an inspiration, he or she could be an inspiration for the rest of their family. I saw an interesting story in the Yagdil Torah. At the end of Bechukos, I hear that it was during Rachman al-Islam, the Second World War, and in Eretz Yisrael, there was no food, there was nothing, and somebody once came to the Imre Emes and said, I have a problem. I have no food, I have somebody who's sick at home, I know I have my son in yeshiva, but I could really, use him working with me. So the Imre Emes answered, the chinuch Maaser Behema. I didn't know what he was talking about. So he says again, he explains his problem, and he says, Chinuch Maaser Behema. He's like, Chinuch to be mechanech, my child, Maaser Behema? I don't know what he's talking about. So he goes out and he asks his son, he asks the Imre Emes' son, the Beis Yisrael, he says, I don't understand what he's talking about. He says, your answer is in the Sefer HaChinuch on the Mitzvah Maaser Behema, and Mitzvah Shin Samach. Why? What does it say here? That a child eventually could, if you send a child, you know, that shawl could come back and affect and be mashpia on the whole family. See, so now I understand the message. He kept the shawl in yeshiva, and the shawl did become a Torah in Yerushalayim, and he was mashpia not only on his whole family, but on his entire neighborhood, and on men. He doesn't say who it was, but that's the message of this Sefer HaChinuch. Good. We continue. Let's get to some of the halachos. Midini ha-mitzvah. Mashamri zacharno levracha. The chinuch continues. She ma'aser min ha-bakar latzon. L'chad chilo. We're not ma'aser different types of animals on each other. Cattle and sheep. We don't do. Tzon, sheep and goats, they're both called tzon in the Torah. So that's why they're able to be ma'aser one on each other. Vein ma'aser min ha-nola b'shana zula shana acheres. Each year is its own. Yashan chadash chadash yashan. Vidi eved. If Yashan and Chadash were done, the Rambam writes that year alo, it appears to him that it is Meiser because of Chumras Meiser. Again, because what is the original source? Original source of each year is really Meiser Zraim, but, you know, we bring it over. We bring it over to Meiser Behema, but it's not a Davar Li'ikuva. This is the Rambam in Zion Hay in Bechoros. Ein Ma'asim in Anol Adim B'Shan Azu, Al Anol Adim B'Shan Acheres. Kishem She'ein ma'asrin b'zera ha'aretz min ha'chadash ala yashan, v'lo min ha'yashan ala chadash, ne'emar ha'yotzi ha'tzadeh shana shana. So the source for this halacha is by Meiser Zra'im. V'yireli, and that's the Rambam, and it appears to me, shem iser behema mishana al shana, hareza Meiser mipnei chumras ha'kadshim. Shaharei, lo hikpida Torah al Meiser behema b'feirish, shihei shana shana. That's why once you did it, you did it. And says the Rambam, and the Chinuch quotes it, b'di'evet, it is okay. V'chein, meinyan ha-mitzvah. Also, similarly, she'ein, next paragraph, she'ena tzlaim ha-noladim kamo ha-tevel, sh'asu lechem, and she is aser. We know usually, before you take up shumas and maisris from a food item, from produce, from grain, it's tevel, it's aser bahana. So here, the sheep aren't aser bahana'a until I take off maaser. Tlaim are not tevel. Elamutar limkar v'lishchot. I can do whatever I want with them before the time. Once the time comes, so then I don't do anything with them until I take off maaser. What is the time? So that's what Chazal created. V'shloshes manameim shekavu zachar l'vracha b'zeh. Chazal interpreted and created three times, even though the Torah doesn't give any specific times, the Chazal interpreted three times for Meiser Behema. That's before the Chagim, Yom Achron Shal Chodesh Adar, V'yom Lamed Hei Misviras HaOmer, V'yom Achron Michodesh Elu. All the different times, Kavu Zmanim Elu Shem Smuchim L'Moadim, and they wanted a lot of Behemos in Yerushalayim, so that's why you do Meiser now, so you have a Meiser, so a couple of weeks later you're going to go to Yerushalayim, and there'll be plenty of food and basar in Yerushalayim for the people to eat. Sha'avah b'shamuta limkar kodem ma'aser, even though you're, once the time came, you were able to sell it. Mikal makom nimno'im ha'yumi limkar, ashiyasar osan. But once there was a time period, they didn't do anything until they fulfilled the mitzvah. There's a much discussion in the Gemara about the following halacha. V'din ha'mone osan v'ta b'minyano. If I'm counting and number 10 is kodesh, fine. What if I messed up? The Gemara talks about, if I counted 9 as 10, and then 10 as 9, and then 11 as 10 again. So, kulam kadoshim, the Gemara says. Kulam kadoshim. Some are shlamim, some are like the meiser, but either way, there's a special kabbalah that even if I mess up in the counting, it's kodesh, right? The Meshech Chachma says, maybe it's because the pasuk does not say, kol ashayavar etag l'shevet ha'asir, it doesn't say mikol, it just says ko. So maybe kol is a more inclusive lashon, it doesn't say mikol, that would have been better. Good. Again, a lot more to talk about. Next paragraph. The Rambam says, "Shemitzvah zu noheges bein zachar min akevus bein Yisrael l'makon leviim ba'aretz u'bachutz la'aretz bein b'fnei abayis bein shelo b'fnei abayis." This mitzvah should apply b'zman hazeh. It's automatic, right? When I count out. But already b'zman ha'gemara, they made a gzera, like we mentioned before. No ma'aser b'zman hazeh, because we don't want kachim walking around, right? But if it doesn't have a mum. I mean, if it gets a mum, it's also begiza b'avoda. We don't want kachim walking around. That's why, how do we do it? We don't count. Bechor is automatic. So that's why we mentioned in past shiurim, the minhag is to have shutfis with a guy on the mother animal bechor. That's why it's mafkia the kedusha. But by meiser, simpler. Just don't count out your animals. If you don't count out your animals, nothing is labeled as meiser, and therefore it is not going to be a problem. So that is what we do. If somebody did it bezman hazeh, that is meiser. That it's meiser, and if it gets a mum, you can eat it b'mumo, because it's like chulim gemurim, and a tam is a carbon, and therefore one has to be extremely careful with it. Okay, let's go some of the other halachas that the Minchas Chena goes through here. Again, there's a lot to talk about in Meiser. Much of Maseches Bechoros is about this. There are some exceptions to the rule. One of them, the Chinuch mentions himself, the Minchas Chena in Oz Beis, notes some exceptions that they, what do you mean exceptions? That they're not Nichnas Ladir. That they don't have to go into the population that you have to take off Meiser from. Kilayim, Yotzei Dofen, Shreifa, Yaso, Mechusar Zman, any of those do not have to be meisered. In Ozvav, the Menachas Chena talks about lakuach. The halach is if one buys an animal. So then there's no meiser. The meiser does not have to be taken from that. That's a gzeiras hakasef. So he talks all about Minchas Chinuch type of questions. Even if I sell it to somebody, then I buy it back. Or if I mafkir it and I get it back, it already has the status of lakuach. Again, that's trying to remove the situation of the mitzvah. Not something that we would tell a person to do. But these are all halachas. The Yeshlis topic, the Menachas Chinuch talks about at the end of Oz Vav, classic, what if somebody sold it with a Kenyan Durabanan? So then what? And then he buys it back with a Kenyan Durabanan. So did it ever leave his Rishus on a Daraisa level? So again, that's questions, how do you look at a Kenyan Durabanan? Does it achieve a Chalos Daraisa or not? So that's issues of La Kuach. In Oz Yudal, the Menachas Chinuch discusses, V'nire Pashut, the Amayser Ein Yecholim HaBailam L'Sholalav. Fascinating ha'ara. But even though by other hektish, or by other nedarim, one could go and get she'ela, go to a chacham and have the neder undone, but that's by, even by other manas kuhuna, chumas and maishas, where it's all in my control. Here, what do? I just count. Once I count, Hashem makes it kadosh, not me. So maybe I can't go back on that, suggests the Minchas Chinuch. Akanda asiri me'elav kaddish, v'kenu deres akasav, to be minyan asiri hu kaddish, v'loi de ami raso, lo mahani kan she'ela, kain nire barur. The Minchas Chinuch assumes that you cannot do she'ela on my circle. It's not in the person's control, right? It's in the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu once I just create the eser that is the reality. Major machlokas are Kohanim Chayiv. There's Rabbeinu Hananel quoted in the Rashban Chulin that Kohanim are Chayiv and Maaser Behemah too. Other Rishonim argue on that. That's an interesting, important point. What about, finally, one last point. In Os Yud Zayin, what about a Mufla Samach La'ish? We know a Mufla Samach La'ish, a child, a year before their Bar Bar Mitzvah, they could be Maktish. Mufla Samach La'ish. What about this case? So the Minchas Chinuch says, Lishitaso. Just like I said, there's no She'ela because it's not you. So to me, I don't think a Mufla could do it because it's not the Mufla doing it. Right, there's a special chiddush that a mufla can be makdish, but here it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it. Zein otoli b'dibur, and his maisim generally are not recognized by the Torah. He's a katan, he's a labardas. So therefore, so to hear, he assumes that he cannot create the situation, meaning a katan wouldn't be able to count out maiser. The Menachas Chinuch seems to say in Os Yud Zayin. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe next time in the last mitzvah, we'll get into the issue of chutz la'aretz, as the Menachas Chinuch talks about in Os Yud Ches.